Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Verse 30, 31. Samrambha Duspreksha Karala Lochana Vyatthana Nantam Vilihansa Jivaya Asrug Lavakruta Krutaruna Kesaranano Yathantramali Vibhateya Hari Nakhanu Pratpatita Hrussarvaruham Visrudya Tasyan Charan Udayudan Aham Samastan Nakshastra Panivir Dodanda Yuto Nupatan Sahasrasa. Translation. Lord Narsingadev, mouse and man, were sprinkled with drops of blood and his fierce eyes full of anger were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narsimhadev, decorated with a garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, resembled a lion that had just killed an elephant. The hair on Lord Narsimhadev's face, being sprinkled with drops of blood, was reddish and looked very beautiful. Lord Narsimhadev pierced Hiranyakashipu's abdomen with his nails, pulled out the demon's intestines and wore them as a garland which enhances his beauty. So the Lord became very fearsome, like a lion engaged in fighting an elephant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had many, many arms, first uprooted Hiranyakashipu's heart and then threw him aside and turned toward the demon's soldiers. The soldiers had come in thousands to fight with him with raised weapons and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu. But Lord Narsimhadev killed all of them merely with the ends of his nails. The Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who had
many arms,
first uprooted
Hiranyakashipu's heart,
then threw him aside,
and turned toward the demon soldiers.
The soldiers have come in thousands,
to fight with him.
With raised weapons.
Very faithful followers.
Hiranyakashipu.
Lord Narsimhadev.
Killed all of them.
Merely with the end of his nails.
Purport. Since the creation of the material world, there have been two kinds of men, the devas and the asuras. The devas are always faithful to the Supreme Personality of God, whereas the asuras are always atheists who defy the supremacy of the Lord. At the present moment, throughout the entire world, the atheists are extremely numerous. They are trying to prove that there is no God, that everything takes place due to combination and permutation of the material elements. So the material world is becoming more and more godless, and consequently everything is in disturbed condition. If this continues, the Supreme Personality of God will certainly take action, as he did in the case of Hiranyakashipu. Within a second, Hiranyakashipu and followers were destroyed. And similarly, if this godless situation continues, it will be destroyed in a second, simply by the movement of one finger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demons should therefore be careful and curtail their godless civilization. They should take advantage of Krishna conscious movement and become faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, they are doomed. As Hiranyakashipu was killed in a second, the godless civilization can be finished and destroyed at any moment. Om Jnana God is soft as a rose and is hard as a thunderbolt. But the devotees of the Lord is like the soft rose. And for the non-devotees and the demons, the Lord is like thunderbolt, merciless, most cruel. Just like today only, we were reading in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the all-devouring death. Just like a mother begets a child, same mother will helpless, innocent child. Just born. He knows nothing. It's completely at the mercy of the mother. You know, sometimes we read in the newspapers how nowadays mothers, they get some child in the government hospital delivered because they're very poor. They take the child and leave it in the dustbin and go away, just like you throw spoiled cloth. That means there is no motherly feelings at all. So that is the difference between demon and a devotee. A devotee is full of feelings. A devotee, he holds life as very unique. He holds life as very valuable, especially human life. Human life is very valuable because you can attain liberation and you can make people around you happy. And if you are a devotee of the Lord, you can liberate lakhs and lakhs of people, just one man. One man, by his compassion and by his tireless preaching, he can completely change the course of the world. What happened? Ready for Kukumar Hava? Arigo! He got it. Mataji, your son is real Brahmachari. I still look at the Huh? Still. I'm still right like that. Huh? सब लोग एक बार हरे कृष्ण मंत्र बोलेंगे जोर से
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे
मतलब अनकाल पड़ते गाने मंदिर वाले पन लगो अतः लेकिन और क्या तेंदम पंड करने पोता है अनकाल पड़ा अच्छा In a brahmachari sanctuary, no, these are all our valuable things. Without hook, how can you put up the board? No? Don't think it is useless thing. Very important. Little hook. So two hooks are there for mudangam. Two hooks are there. And two hooks are there for the uyala, chitavalopla. Peacefully. Everybody will get cucumber halwa, celebration. A class have cucumber halwa, smell it. Forget this. So, what was I saying? Ganesh. Right. So life is very unique. No scientist can create life. The entire humanity put together, they cannot manufacture one blade of grass. That is your development of science and technology. One blade of grass you cannot make. So, I was morning when I was thinking, you know, when a dog breaks its leg, there's a veterinary doctor. If a mosquito or a cockroach breaks its leg, are there doctors to set the mosquito leg all right? That means Krishna is the greatest physician. We don't have technology to join the legs of the mosquito when it is broken. Or a cockroach. That means you have to handle it. Whenever you are throwing a spider out, but very gently. Suppose you break the legs of the spider and it is still alive and you throw it out. It will be suffering so much. You know? Either you kill it completely, are you very gently, like that. Otherwise, you will get the curse from the spider. The spider will curse you. The cockroach will curse you. Yeah. Either you kill it completely. You kill it completely, it is not wrong, because it is interfering with our service to Krishna by littering the place, by dirtying the place. You have not taken up a project. I should eliminate all mosquitoes on the face of the earth. Can anybody take up a project? I will see that no mosquito exists in this world. Will it be possible? Just we have to keep our place clean. When there is a lizard putting urine on Prabhupada's clothes, if there is a lizard putting beet on Prabhupada's head, you have to clean it or not. You have to drive the lizard away, only then she will remove the beet. Then it becomes all day affair. When it will put the beet, I should remove it. When it will put the beet, no other service. What are you doing here? So there is a lizard which I don't want to throw it, but it is putting beet, and I am trying to see that Prabhupada is clean. So this kind of foolish things we do. So devotees are practical. We have to keep our place clean. In order to do that, if some violence is happening, because even without the idea of cleanliness, you are carelessly killing. Why not for cleaning? Is that right? For no reason you are killing. And now we are talking about keeping the place clean. Krishna's place clean, your room clean. There's another advantage. If you don't throw the lizard out, it will create another four family. It will come with daughter, son, and they start looking. Where is my place? So, in order to reduce the violence, if you remove one, then there will not be any more children. So devotees are always, they don't want to hurt life. But why did Arjuna kill so much life? Arjuna killed human beings. Arjuna killed his own relatives. Why? Duty. Krishna gave him the duty. Kill. Fight the war. Whoever is in the opposition, doesn't matter whether you are guru, doesn't matter your grandfather, don't have weakness of the heart. My grandfather, those people who are standing on the opposite side, they are all grandfather to somebody, maybe not for Arjuna, is that right? Everybody is a grandfather to somebody. So, in this world you cannot say non-violence. In this dual world, right. In this dual world, you cannot say only happiness. Is it possible? Only happiness. Not possible. Danila, you forgot that. Raya Sagan, you are ready to go. You can under yourself, but you can do it. Fantastic. So this world is called world of duality. Always pairs of opposite. You may think, if I don't see woman at all, only man, then I will not have to be any sex. But that will not stop there. You start dealing with men also. When woman is not available, what will you do? That's called homosexuality. You cannot avoid God's laws, you cannot avoid. There's one funny story. There was an interview. There was an interview and the Hindi guy who had come for interview. And the person who is boss, who is taking the interview, he is Andhra wala. He doesn't know Hindi. He only knows English and Telugu. Whereas that Hindi wala, he knows only Hindi and little English. Not so much English. But because you have to work in Andhra Pradesh after selection, like you people. You have to work in Andhra Pradesh. So, this guy wanted to see whether he had at least English knowledge enough, if not Andhra, English knowledge. He said after the technical examination and then language, whether he can deal with the people. He said, all right, now I'm going to ask you, you have to tell the opposite. If I say black, what is the opposite? White. And if I say day, night, like that. And then he was asking something like that. And he said, ugly. And this guy, he has not heard a word. He said, ugly. He said, pitch. He said, pitchly. He doesn't know what is ugly. So immediately remember his Hindi. Ugly, pitchy, ugly means aage, piche, pichli, wrong, it's a right. He said the wrong, he said, that guy said right. He is going and answering. And then he said, get out, I will not go out. I said, You are not selected. No, I am selected. And that guy was so convinced of his confidence. But this guy is so confident. And already you are selected. So the point is duality. This world is always a place of duality. anything. Love, what is the opposite? Hate. So, when you love a person and when there is disturbance, you will hate that person. But when you, and things don't get the way you want, immediately love turns to hatred. Because genuine love, in the genuine love, there is no hatred. Yes, Krishna was testing gopis in many ways, but they were simply becoming more and more mad after Krishna. So Krishna will give very good time to the gopis, and then in the heart of the gopis, the duality is there. Duality. They were humble, so Krishna came. And when they become proud, Krishna left. So if you become a perfect devotee, no, that's why Krishna doesn't like pride in his devotees. Okay, devotee is prideless. No? That's why Krishna tests whether any ego left, any hatred left, any anger left. No? Krishna will test. When you pass it, that means you have become a devotee. When you fail, that means you have to improve more. So the point is duality, that's why this is called Dvaita Jagat. So, and in the Dvaita Jagat, you cannot say non-violence, impractical. Our principle or motto is non-violence. You cannot say, you know, in this world, violence and non-violence cannot be avoided. And you beat him. Why you are beating? Oh, this is a dual world, you know. Sometimes I am in a good mood, so I am friendly, and my mood, now my mood has changed. When I beat you up, you just tolerate that this is there. No, you cannot be whimsical. You cannot be whimsical. But sometimes everything has its place. In this world, there should be anger. When somebody, just like Arjuna was not angry, Arjuna was a devotee. So Arjuna was not becoming angry. Arjuna was not becoming violent. And Krishna said, no, in this world, you cannot be a pure devotee. Not possible. You can be a pure devotee, but you have to utilize both. That's why Krishna is now showing his other form, Ugra form. Ugra Narasimha, Santa Narasimha. Yoga Narasimha, Varada Narasimha. So many. Many moods. So, don't expect that Krishna should follow your mood. After all, you are a servant. Simply, whatever Krishna is doing, you should simply catch up with him. You cannot tell Krishna. Like, in order to test Arjuna, Krishna wanted to make a little fun. And Krishna asked Arjuna, what is the color of the crow, by the way? Black. Charcoal black. The color of the crow is black. And Krishna showed some crow, but it is totally white. He said, what is this? That is crow. And what is the color of the crow? It's not black. So is it not crow or what? A crow is a crow. Whether it is black or white. So Sergeant told that Keshav You can make day into night, you can make black into white, you can do anything because you are absolute. In absolute, just like that. You can achieve anything in life just by sound of Krishna. If Krishna is personally there, he can do anything because Krishna is omnipotent. But Krishna is not there, but the name Krishna is there. Just name. If PM Modi is here, and immediately whatever he says, everybody will run and do it. But if you just take the word PM Modi, you know, PM Modi, you do this, you take the name of PM Modi and tell collector, you PM Modi, do this, do that, nobody cares. The word Modi, that has no energy in that. But literally he has to come personally. Then everybody has to follow him, not just you write the PM Modi and then you start working honestly. Nobody will work like that. No? But if you chant Krishna's name, immediately Krishna will begin to tell you. He is not, you are not seeing him. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, immediately you know Krishna doesn't like this. Krishna likes this. You know, I am cheating Krishna. Krishna is not physically there. But if you are chanting, immediately you know. No, I promised before fire, I promised before my spiritual master that I will do this, and you are not doing this, and immediately from within you get a message. You are cheating your guru. You are cheating Krishna. Whether you listen it or not. If you don't listen, then who is going to be spoiled? You. So Krishna's name, if somebody takes Krishna's name, if everybody takes Krishna's name, the whole world becomes all right in no time. Because everybody is accompanied by Krishna. With everybody, next to him is Krishna. Not physically, but in his name. And then the whole world becomes Vaikuntha. So, only in Krishna there is no duality. That's why Krishna's name is the topmost secret in this world. Suppose you are completely incapable person. You are completely a pauper. Pauper means what? One who eats pauper? Pauper. Who? What is pauper? Poor man.
Lost.
What
is that? Lost away.
Pauper means one who is penniless, paisaless in India. One has nothing. Called pauper. So, if you are a pauper, but you have Krishna's name with you, and you are a fool number one, but if you have Krishna's name with you, if Krishna's name is there, the fool will become a big pundit, if Krishna's name is there. And if you are a pauper and Krishna's name is there, you can become a multi-billionaire. Because Krishna is all rich. Krishna is all knowledge. So you keep Krishna's name, you will be no longer a fool. You keep Krishna's name, you are no longer a pauper. So that's why people who know the absolute truth, they have no complaint. They see that the problem in the world is that people have not accepted Krishna's name. A devotee has no doubt about this. Krishna's name is not there, everything is there materially, but still you will be a miserable, unhappy man. How is it possible that without chanting Krishna's name we can be happy? Not possible. Because the soul can only be realized by chanting Krishna's name. How much more time will take? Arvind? Not ready yet, huh? And here we are saying, the Lord is like a rose, the Lord is like a thunderbolt, and just for Prahlad, just for Prahlad's emergency incarnation from the pillar on this spot and satisfying all the benedictions of Brahma, and then nobody can recognize him, including his own wife Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, who is this? How can Lakshmi Devi not recognize her husband? That's why devotees are more than. Krishna says in Bhagavatam, Sankarshan is not dear to me, Uddhava is not dear to me, Shankar is not dear to me, and Lakshmi is not dear to me, and my own self, because Krishna is Bhakta Vasala. Krishna loves his devotees more than he loves himself. That is the greatness of God. Everybody loves himself, but Krishna loves his devotees. Kaunteya pratijaniha name bhakta pranashyati. So that means, what a rare thing, what a great fortune. That's why she is resigning her job. She is throwing away her job like a blade of grass. What is the 60,000? Maharaj told, chanting Krishna's name will shower millions on you. She believes that, is that right? She believes. No worries, no fears. What happens? She knows, because she convinced Krishna's name, it is what happens. That's why I thought, complete contrast, sisters. Younger sister is more realized. Elder sister is not so good. Because the faith you have in Krishna's name, that will clear everything. Suppose I tell, go here, okay. Krishna is testing me. I have Krishna's name, I go here and there, and I'm going to see how Krishna can protect me anywhere. Just like right in the middle of the palace of Hiranyakashipu. Right in the middle of all so many, like I say, so many demoniac followers are there. Only Prahlad, only 5-year-old boy, completely demoniac atmosphere, very powerful. But Prahlad is seeing what? Krishna everywhere, because he is chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Girandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.